Let's call the Senate Education meeting to order. Welcome to today's hearing. We have one bill on the agenda, AB 48 by Assemblymember O'Donnell and Senator Glazer. And we are hearing this bill pursuant to Senate Rule 2910 because it was substantially amended after it was heard in this committee. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Leyva.
Aye, here.
Leyva, here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk, here. Chang. Durazo.
Here.
Durazo, here. Glazer. Glazer here, McGuire, Pan.
Here.
Pan here.
All right, we have a quorum. Mr. O'Donnell, please begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. AB 48, which I'm here to present today, places a $15 billion preschool through higher education bond on the March 2020 ballot. This bond includes the following: $9 billion for preschool through 12th grade, $2 billion for community colleges, $2 billion for the CSU system, and $2 billion for the UC system. The most recent amendments reflect changes requested by the administration in consultation with the legislature. Let me highlight a few of the on the K-12 side. Funding formula. Under current law, the state match is 50-50 for new construction and 60-40 for modernization. Under this bill, lower wealth districts and districts with higher percentages of low-income, foster care, and EL students will receive a higher match on a sliding scale basis, up to 55% for new construction and 65% for modernization. The processing order, how we process these applications. Under current law, applications are processed and funded based on the order received. Under this bill, applications addressing health and safety issues, financial hardship applications, applications to remediate lead in drinking water, and overcrowded schools will be reviewed first. Expanded projects. For the first time, state bond funds can be used to construct preschool classrooms, kitchens, and space for counselors and nurses. Very essential. I can tell you about my high school where the counselors were, you know, in just such a small little room, it just wasn't functional. It wasn't good because they didn't have a lot of privacy, quite frankly, that they so often needed. So that's a reasonable ask. A bonding capacity. The bill adjusts the cap on local bonding to augment school and community colleges districts' ability to raise local funds. Developer fees. Until January 1st, 2026, this bill waives fees for multifamily housing projects located within a half mile of a transit stop called transit-oriented developments and reduces fees by 20% for other multifamily housing projects. This bill also suspends level 3 fees, which doubles developer fees when state bond funds are exhausted until January 1st, 2028. I am aware of the school district's concern with this piece, and I share their concerns. But in consultation with the administration over this bill, we believe this is necessary to address our housing needs. This was a hard one to swallow for me personally, but we have to move forward. Programs from AB 48 that remain in the bill include assistance for small school districts, the technical assistance that say that they so often need to get bond funds so that they don't have to go out and get expensive consultants, et cetera, testing and remediation of lead and water, disaster assistance, expanding financial hardship, CTE, and charters. And again, preschools are not allowed today, but after the passage of this bond, they will be an allowable expenditure with bond money. And with me, next to me is Senator Glazer, who has been a strong advocate for AB 48 as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Assemblymember. Senator?
Thank you, Chair Leyva. I want to first start by thanking Assemblymember O'Donnell for his leadership on this issue, not just this year, but in his entire legislative career. And I appreciate, and we appreciate all the fight that he's had still in him to advance our important educational needs in the state. I also want to thank the pro tem of the Senate and her staff who worked so diligently on this, the Speaker of the Assembly and his staff who have done the same, certainly the governor who has stepped in to create this partnership that we have in this bill that's before you. And it was noted that the bill's been amended substantially, and that's why we're here. But this committee, Chair Leyva, I know you're aware of this, heard our higher education bond earlier in the year, heard the lower education bond earlier in the year. And so we have had a lot of conversations about it. And at least let me note on the higher education bond that one of my co-authors is here on the committee, Senator Wilk, and I appreciate that bipartisan partnership that we've had in these educational matters, very important. And certainly the education partners that we'll hear from in a minute have been integral to the work that's been put into this measure that's before you. So in short, the needs are great. This measure is an important down payment on those needs. It's not going to cover all that we know is there at every educational system level, but it's an important down payment, and I encourage your support today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Glazer. Others in support? Come on down. Yes, perfect.
Eric Bach with the California School Boards Association, here to lend our support for this measure. Needless to say, this has been a very unusual process. We do want to express the concerns that were raised by Assemblyman O'Donnell about the developer fees. We have not had an opportunity to evaluate the effect this will have, and we know that this will affect districts on a flow basis, and we don't know what that looks like. And we know this is going to be a real concern for our members. Not all of our members, but primarily we see it in our urban environments. And that's where you see a lot of the growth is through multifamily housing, apartment complexes. Mm. And so we're very concerned about the effect. On balance, the support that's provided for small school districts, increasing financial hardship access, are very important to a lot of our other members. So this has been a real challenge for us in taking this position, but we think on balance it's important to support another school facilities bond.
Excellent. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can I comment on something just real quick with regard to the developer fees? I'm actually very sensitive to that topic, so we're going to be monitoring on an annual basis how that's implemented and ultimately the impact on the local districts. So that's a legitimate concern. It's just right now a real unknown, and we have to balance that out, certainly with our housing needs.
Very good. Thank you. In support.
Sarah Botches with the California Association of School Business Officials, also on behalf of ACSA. We align our comments with CSBA, and we truly appreciate all the time, commitment, and dedication to ensuring that our schools have adequate school housing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and members. Derek Lennox on behalf of the Small School District Association, strongly in support. Really appreciate the work that goes into the smalls here and for financial hardship districts. Also here on behalf of SANDABS, the San Bernardino County District Advocates for Better Schools, as well as the superintendents in the counties of Sacramento and San Diego, all strongly in support. Thanks so much for working together on this.
Thank you.
Good morning. Imran Majid on behalf of the California Community College Chancellor's Office, in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Cesar Diaz on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. I want to say hi to current State Allocation Board members and esteemed former members. This was a hard negotiation, but it's necessary to get a lot of projects up and running. We are very strong in support of this legislation. We also are very appreciative of the project labor agreement incentives, because a lot of our local building trades councils partner with local school districts, not only for pre-apprenticeship curriculum with career technical education connections to pre-apprenticeship, and that leads to rewarding careers in the construction industry. So we thank you for that support.
Thank you very much. If we can go forward with name and support, that would be great. Thank
sure.
you.
Sure. Good morning. Steve Cruz on behalf of the California Building Industry Association in support.
Thank you.
Jeff Vaca representing the Riverside County Superintendent of Schools in support.
Thank you.
Nicholas Chavez on behalf of Long Beach City College and Pasadena City College in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Patty Herrera on behalf of the San Diego Unified School District in support.
Thank you.
Good morning, Carol Gonzalez on behalf of Santa Monica College in support.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair members. Mark McDonald on behalf of the Kern, San Bernardino, San Francisco, and Yuba Community College Districts. I did just want to thank the Assemblyman and his staff real quick for their work on this and leadership. Really appreciate it. In support. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Pamela Gibbs, representing the Los Angeles County Office of Education. We do support the bill with some of the concerns that the Chair mentioned, and look forward to working with you going forward.
Thank you.
Dale Shimasaki with the Los Rios Community College District and the Los Angeles Community College District in support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Andrea Ball here on behalf of the Association of School Psychologists. Look forward to working to assure that services and facilities for mental health services recognize the role of school psychologists.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Jason Murphy on behalf of the University of California, very proud and pleased to be here today in strong support. Would like to thank the authors as well and all the staff.
Thank you.
Mary Moyle with the CSU would also like to thank the author and Senator Glazer, too, for your work on higher ed, and we urge an aye vote.
Thank you.
Nicole Rice, California Manufacturers and Technology Association, very supportive of the CTE allocation. Thank the authors for their work and ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
David Nevin on behalf of the South Orange County Community College District in support.
Thank you. We have any opposition or anybody who is undecided?
Good morning, Senators.
Good
Richard
morning.
Markson on behalf of the Western Electrical Contractors Association. While we support the underlying principle of funding for school facilities, we're opposed to the measure for the exact reason that Mr. Diaz mentioned in Section 12, the prioritization of PLA projects. We think this is a bad public policy for four reasons. First of all, we don't believe that a collective bargaining agreement prioritization belongs in a school facilities measure like this. Second, PLAs discriminate. They discriminate against apprentices and workers and contractors who are merit shop contractors and employees. Third, studies have demonstrated that project labor agreements actually increase school construction costs. The National University study suggested that project labor agreements increase school construction by 15% to 22%. Thus, if you are giving these priorities, those districts will be able to deliver less for their projects under project labor agreement. Fourth, from the perspective of small districts in rural and suburban areas, equally qualified projects now large urban school districts that have a project labor agreement will have a higher priority. Many of the districts in your own areas will be at a competitive disadvantage with large urban districts that have project labor agreements. And finally, we're very concerned that the inclusion of this language will potentially dissuade voters from approving the bond in March. They will see it as another example, as a gift to special interest groups that has nothing to do with school construction and school facilities. For those reasons, we are opposed.
Thank you, sir. Next, in opposition or in between?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Nancy Chaitis Espinosa on behalf of the Coalition for Adequate School Housing. Unfortunately, given the time constraints, we were not able to get to either a support or opposed position, but we do have just some very brief comments. We have to begin with our thanks to Assemblymember O'Donnell and his staff for the extraordinary amount of work that's gone into this, and we are very appreciative. The Coalition for Adequate School Housing is the only statewide advocacy group dedicated to K-12 facilities issues, and we have many concerns that were addressed in our letter. We won't take up your time getting into those now, except to say we do hope that they will be addressed in follow-up legislation or regulations. The part I do want to address is the developer fee prohibition and reduction, which has been rejected multiple times by the Housing and Governmental Finance Committees in both the Assembly and Legislature, out of acknowledgement that school districts cannot fund capital projects without this source of funding. So we're very encouraged by the author, by Mr. O'Donnell's commitment to continue to follow and monitor that issue. And the cash board will determine whether and to what extent it remains involved with this bond. But unfortunately, it can't do that before the end of session. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Good morning. Rebecca Curley on behalf of the Community College Facility Coalition and the County School Facilities Consortium. We're in a similar position to the prior witness. We have not had the time to fully vet and analyze the impacts that the amendments will have on this bill. As in particular, for county offices, we believe that we would benefit from the financial hardship priority, but we really share the concerns that were raised earlier regarding processing, and we just weren't able to get to a position in time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all the witnesses. We're going to bring it back to the committee. Any questions? Dr. Pan.
Thank you, and I want to thank both the authors for their work on this very important bond. As a former member of the State Allocation Board, we have already committed essentially all the prior bonds, and I guess we're now running a list of people who there's no commitment, right? So in terms of when this bond passes, what happens? Do we go back or to the people who are unfunded, or does it start anew? Where does the what happens with assuming the voters pass it? Yeah, you know, how do we and I appreciate actually the administration doing some prioritization. Does this start with the backlog, or does that the backlog, or does it start with the time the bond actually is approved by the voters.
Yeah, we do have $800 million in backlog now, so we would start with the backlog.
Okay, so I just want to keep that in mind, $800 million in backlog. So that means that's, I do appreciate the incentives. I would also, the prioritization, I think that having some of that important. I also appreciate some of the concerns about the developer fees, although, again, you know, we're trying to balance our housing, too. I mean, we're not going to have students if they don't have places to live. Well, let's put it this way. We do have students who have no places to live, and that's a problem, right? And so I think it's probably somewhat contingent on us, and I appreciate, Senator O'Donnell, you said you're going to be monitoring this regularly and thinking about what other solutions we have aside from developer fees that may actually discourage housing construction to help support school districts, because obviously, first of all, you have students who are living, you need to educate them, so we have to be sure we have those, so they both go hand in hand. I also want to just say that I support, you know, strongly support the PLA incentives. I think, you know, in terms of we want to look at quality construction, and I know that PLAs have actually generated more opportunities for people here, in at least in my district, so I just I know that was raised by some opposition about that. And then finally, I think in terms of the higher education piece, I think I've said this before in the committee, certainly very supportive of what's in this bond for higher education. But in the same, in some senses, we need to come up with a more systematic way of also finally cut. And we're so far behind. That's why we need this, because we are so far behind in all our three systems. I, you know, worked at a UC, represent a CSU, and of course, a community college district. So while certainly this is very important, I think we need to look more systematically, because I think the last higher education bond was how long ago, Senator Glaser?
2006.
Okay, so that's a long time ago. So we need to also, after we pass this bond, we need to think how we do that more systematically. And some could argue also, a little bit with K-12, we've had a few more bonds, but thinking about more systematically funding our capital projects. So with that, thank you so very much, Madam Chair.
Can I just comment on that, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Dr. Panda, going forward, I'd be happy to work with you, I'm sure Senator Glaser as well, to look at our higher education funding model for their facilities and also how it's applied across the system and even on each campus. I walk through a campus just about every day, Long Beach State, when I'm at home with the dog early in the morning, and I see a lot of disparity there. I see buildings that are brand new, shiny, and wow, that didn't seem to me to be the highest priority, and then others are, you know, their classrooms, they look the same way they did when I was there 30 years ago. So I think that is something that is worthy of discussion.
May I respond? The last administration really broke with tradition, and rather than focusing on these types of capital bonds systematically over time, or in the old days, the old coffee fund, which was oil revenue, they relied upon internal borrowing that was, if it was to continue, put pressure on tuition increases, and it wasn't something I was very much opposed to during that time, and so we had kind of a freeze. But I think your comments are well taken, and I would support continuing work on that area.
Thank you both. Senator Durazzo.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you for all your work on this, and I think the things that you've identified here for the use of the funds are really great things that you probably would never have seen in the past. But there's so many things. I'm wondering, how do you give guidance and focus? Because there's so many things you're trying to address. Preschools, which I think is great. We're going to have the need for more space for preschools with such a focus there. But also health and safety, student housing, disaster assistance. There's so many things. How do you really get to the bottom of having an impact when it's spread out in so many different ways?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, a district has to have need, right? The program is still based on need, and that's very important. It's not just get. I get my share. It's need. They have to establish
that. That won't be hard to.
Right. Well, they have to establish that need, and it's a very technical process. They also have to want the money. And so those two things have to happen. Then there's a whole process, I would say a pretty equitable process, set up through the State Allocation Board, a board that we sit on, that doles out the money for schools from the bond, and also sets up the associated regulations to ensure that that money is delved out wisely, fairly, and as rapidly as possible.
And in the higher education space, both systems have five-year capital plans that try to set priorities through public hearings and public debate. And that probably would be the guidance that they would use going forward if the bond is approved to make good choices going forward.
Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion? The bill's been moved. Gentlemen, would you like to close?
So that's for an aye vote, and I thank Senator Glaser and others, the administration, for working together and all the stakeholders to put this together. Thank you.
Thank you. The bill has been moved by Senator Pan. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, AB 48, the motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Chang? Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
All done.
Thank you.
All right, that bill is out, 6-0. Thank you very much. The Education Committee is adjourned.